Hello and welcome to a special episode of Movie Theater Time Machine. This weekend we're not really feeling so great and we decided to give ourselves a little rest. Phase of folks, we're getting a little older and every once in a while we just need a break. So for this week, we're bringing you back to episode 43, if you could believe it, that's a real thing. It's Good Burger. It was the very first time Kaz and I, Dan and Jocelyn, were all together in the same room. And I hope when you listen to this, you could hear the seeds of what became the podcast now and the start of this wonderful friendship that Kaz and I have with, you know, Dan and Jocelyn there. So enjoy yourselves and you'll hear some of the old format. When we use that time machine, meet Ted. A little bit of stuff Max is doing. And yeah, I think you'll have a good time with this one. So we'll see you guys next week with more of the Studio Ghibli stuff. And yeah, have fun. Be good. Take care of yourself. Don't be too good now.
Welcome to the Movie Theater Time Machine Podcast. I'm your announcer, Max. Hey, today we got a fun one for you, folks. We got the 90s classic Good Burger. Good Burger stars Kenan Thompson and Cal Mitchell, one of Nick's favorites. This should be a good time. It's part of the Fan Request Month. You're going to have a good time listening to this episode, and so are we going to have a good time giving it to you. So, folks, sit back, relax. Have a good time with it, and let the nostalgia flow. We're going to turn it over to our friends, Cass and Nick. Here we go.
Welcome to Movie Theater Time Machine, home of the Movie Theater Time Machine. Can we serve up your podcast?
Yes, I'll have one Nick and one Cass, please.
We're definitely go ahead. We could do that for you. Hey, I'm Nick.
And I'm Cass. Woo!
Hey, joining us today, we have
Jocelyn
and Dan.
All right, so some of the best here that are back.
Return
so
this should be, customers.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So this should be good
Hope
here.
Hope you're return customers, too.
So today, we got Good Burger.
Wait, hold on. We're not watching Zardoz?
No.
No.
All right, hang on. I'll be right back.
Okay.
2 hours later. What in the hell did I just watch? What is this?
A 90s fever dream.
Yeah, okay. That is the most aggressively 90s movie I've ever seen.
Oh, in truth, yes it is, yeah. But honestly, this is one of my absolute favorite movies.
Wait,
and it is a
Saved by the Bell. Yeah. It had a movie version or something.
Oh,
like that.
God, yeah. Yes, yeah, true.
That is
and
more.
And Joss will know all about it.
I've seen every single thing you could possibly imagine with that one, yeah.
Really?
I didn't watch it on purpose. I think it just came on TV while I was doing other stuff. And it's now that's more aggressively 90s, I think.
If I'm remembering correctly, it's the a Hawaii one. It's like a, well, it depends on which one.
They
are
go
you talking college? Or are you talking?
They go to Vegas?
That's the wedding one. That's the college one. Because
okay.
There is a Saved by the Bell high school one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, so.
Yeah, she has actively hunted this stuff down.
which would you say was more aggressively 90s?
Oh, definitely the first one when they're in high school. Because
compared to Good Burger, though.
Oh, compared to God.
Is it like Don't Cross the Streams?
Yeah, because they're probably both equally 90s in their own aspects.
Okay.
There's rollerblades in both of them.
Yes. Oh,
how do you know
true.
It's the 90s without them?
True, yeah. It
what
is,
if they
yeah.
put rollerblades onto shaving blades, you know? Roller. Wait, the roller shaver's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, that's boring.
Yeah. Dylan got me one for Christmas, remember? When I was baking my head.
Yep.
It has like the little Hot Wheels car attached to a razor blade. It's this bizarre looking little thing. It's just like, I don't want to put this on my head. I'll just like skin myself.
Yeah. Yeah, just imagine
you
like.
Could repurpose yeah. it as like a potato peeler.
Yeah, speaking of like. Like Mad TV did something like that where they had the
five blades.
Yeah, in the 90s they had that. They had like the Mach 2 and then Mach 3 and they had Mach 300.
I remember hearing about the Schick Katorza. It's like a 14-blade razor.
Yeah. Well, that's the idea. It just all of a sudden, you just see, like,
You see this cartoon just shaving, and it just starts shaving off parts of its face.
It just gets down to the bones, like tink, 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 tink.
You look in pain.
I'm just thinking about trying to shave my legs with something like that.
Yeah,
it
no.
Makes me cringe on personal level.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
The shower gymnastics are mind-boggling.
Oh, man. So, Good Burger, yes, it is quintessentially 90s, and this is one of the last movies, and just to give you context of my personal background, one of the last movies I saw in the Harbor Mall.
Oh, God.
You know, so...
Yeah. I don't think most of the audience will know what that is.
Most don't, but if you live in the Fall River area, and you're just about my age, you definitely know it. It's just the rundown...
Lumpy floor.
Yeah. The rundown mall that is no longer there, that is now Ghost Market mall. Basket.
See, I don't know if you can officially call something a mall if you can see one end from the other. It was the Harbor Hall.
It was the Harbor Hall. That's what they called it in high school.
Yeah.
Horrid Hall.
I call it the Horrid Hall. It is the location of one of the worst days of my life. It was the day after I turned 18, walking around the Horrid Hall looking for a job.
Oh.
And there was this store called the Bra and Thong Store, and they said,
"Sounds
you want
about right."
I dead serious. Josh was looking at me like, "What the fuck, really?"
You applied there?
No, I did not apply there because I applied at this fish and aquarium place, and I filled out the application. I said, "Okay, we'll keep it on file." I went to Kmart. They're "We'll keep it on file." I went to the arcade. They're like, "We'll keep it on file." And this guy who was running the Bra and Thong place, who had excessively way more hair than I thought he would, and I think he really should. He goes, "Hey, you want to work here? You can go ahead. Let's have a talk." And I'm like, "Nah, I'm good." And I just,
I'm pretty sure you're some kind of crime boss.
Or either that. It's just like, oh, no.
I think I avoided that mall for a very long time. So when you say that, I'm like, what?
Now, the pet store, was it that weird, the one store that had the brick facade with the weird circular window that was like four different restaurants and then a pet store?
Yes.
Papagino's.
Yep.
Yes.
It used to be a Papagino's.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
I missed the Harbor Hall for one reason and one reason only. It was one of the last places around here that still had an arcade.
Yes.
It wasn't a good arcade, but it was an arcade.
No, it was by far one of the worst ones. And
Thank God for consoles.
And I think I remember, actually, the day me and my buddy Ryan saw this movie, we went down to that arcade, and this really big dude with, like, wicked bags under his eyes and a cigar changed our dollars for us.
Yep.
And I swear, like...
Haunted Carney?
Yeah, he looked like Fat Tony from The Simpsons. okay, you can have it. Here, yeah. Don't try the claw machine, kid. It's broken. Well, that is, I mean, and also, this movie itself, there's so much of 90s. I mean, if you've seen Nickelodeon's All That, almost half the cast is in there from the original series. Well, Lori Beth Denberg... Mm-hmm. Josh Servers, who played Ear Boy, Keenan and Kel. There's one more too.
Kel is a great show on its own.
Oh God, so good. And then Shar Jackson as well, who was in a few episodes.
Was this movie pre or post Amanda Bynes? Because I know she was like big on Nickelodeon for a while.
Yeah, she kind of showed up in the middle of all that, didn't she?
Yeah, I would say pre Amanda Bynes.
Okay,
I would
fair
say
enough,
yeah.
I don't remember seeing her in the movie. In several scenes being distracted by seeing a Blockbuster logo across the street, like over Keenan's shoulder. I'm just like, ooh, Blockbuster Pavilion. What? What is this?
I think this podcast should just be the way things used to be for 30-year-olds.
Yeah,
right now.
Pretty much.
Yeah, now we're turning old. You're making us old.
It's memories old math.
Memories of the time before.
Pre-internet times.
Well, technically, internet was what? Invented in the 60s, I think?
Yeah. ARPA, yeah, net, true, true. At least before the explosion,
I could get really technical and be like, well, Hedy Lamarr actually created Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So, and...
Yeah. I could see,
So, it's like, I could go that far back if you wanted, but it wasn't
wireless telegraph. But yeah, teachers would still ask, how many people have a computer?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Raise your hand.
Yeah, I raise my hand. They're like, wow, do you have one in your room? I'm like, yeah, like, you rich? No.
I didn't have one in my room until... I don't know.
Yeah, we
for had a while, yeah.
We had the family communal computer, and then it took another 2.5 years to convince my parents to actually get internet on the thing.
Yeah.
Then we got AOL.
Yeah.
We screech, cronk. Yeah.
See, I was one of those lucky kids that convinced my parents to get a secondary line, so I never lost internet connection.
You did that, didn't you?
It took a long time. Yeah.
No, I was if you want to, my mom played like... EverQuest. So if she didn't want to get booted off, it's like, Mom, we really should get another line. And she was like, Yeah, let's do that. It's like $10. And so we ended up with another line.
I played EverQuest too, and EverQuest as well, because there was an EverQuest too. I played EverQuest, and we only had the one line, and my parents never quite understood that if you picked up the phone, it kicked me off the game.
Right.
It was like, well, just pause it. I can't pause it. There's other people, and they're killing me, Mom. Come on.
Yeah. I had to have an awkward conversation with my dad once, and it's not what you think.
aluminum siding.
Yeah, well, it's like he walks in, he's like, hey, dude, man, your grandma's about to call in maybe about 20 minutes. Do you think you can go ahead and, like, get off the internets for a while? And he said internet plural. And I remember this, he's like, I'm like, yeah, Dad, but I'm like, I'm chatting with this girl in this chat room right now, and I really think she's into me. And he's like, how do you know it's a girl?
Long pause.
You might 2 hours later.
You might want to check that pause. It might be pregnant.
Yeah, I'm like,
put a condom on your paws. Would that be like little dog boots? That's a thing, little boots for dogs.
So we like that. He's like, oh, I'm like, okay, I'll get off the internet now. I don't think I ever went into an AOL chat room after that. I really don't think I did.
He like, totally killed it for you.
It's like, sorry, Jerry, I gotta go.
We should probably talk about the actual movie. Or do you want to fire up fine. The machine?
Well, let's get to the machine, and we could start just kind of doing that. But it's itself. I mean, our first Nickelodeon movie. And also so many different people that are attached to this. And, you know, as we walk through it, I did quite a bit of research on some of the people that you never heard from again.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like many of these people, this is their only movie.
Yeah.
This is the only one. And then some of them have a little bit, but they're like, okay, they didn't really do acting anymore.
I'm pretty sure the guy who played Spatch didn't go on to do a whole lot after that. Yeah,
He did a little bit. I picked him up from like 3 different movies.
Was he a horrible burger golem in those too?
No, but he was in a lot of late 90s, early 2000s, like quintessential teen movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we should probably just give a brief... background on our perspectives. Like, I saw it when I was a kid. You saw it when you were adolescent, I guess.
Yeah.
Both of us. Yeah. And you guys didn't see it.
I saw it for the first time last night.
Ditto.
Okay.
I was aware of it from, like, the zeitgeist. I knew it existed, but I'd never actually seen it.
I had no clue. He's like, we're going to watch Good Burger. I'm like, what's Good Burger? What is this?
It's like, I knew Abe Vigoda was in it. And
he broke his ass.
That was definitely funny. I think I broke my ass. He's like the patron saint of just didn't want to be there.
No, he just collected a paycheck early. Like, he's like, okay, fine.
It's
but he did.
It's also a colorful movie, too.
You're going to put a paper hat on me? All right, whatever.
It's the 90s. Yeah. Color was, you had to have color.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
True. Now, all right, let's fire up the machine and let's get rocking. Okay. All right, take a look.
We need to put this machine on autopilot. Yeah. Just grab anybody.
Yeah, I want to get that guy.
Oh, hey. What the fuck did that just happen here, man?
Oh, shit. It's an evil Ed. He's got a goatee, you can tell.
No, man. No, I'm Ted.
Oh.
Hey, man, yeah, you're here part of the Movie Theater Time Machine podcast. You just saw the movie Good Burger on July 25th, 1997, and you are selected to be a part of this to go ahead and review the movie with us. And by the way, they're in the year 2017. We're not going to talk anymore.
What?
Jet fuel does not melt steel beams, huh?
Whoa. Oh, shit. Wow. Hey, man, is there a millionaire that's a president right now?
No.
No.
We can't talk about the future.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that stuff, man.
Okay. All right.
Tamagotchi was a passing fad.
No. Please tell me I can cash in on my Beanie Babies.
Yes. Totally. Dream big. Yes, they are a fantastic investment.
Yep.
Cool.
Don't crease the tags.
Encase them in plastic.
All right, let's jump on into this movie then. All right, so we got the first day of summer. We have a slacker high school student, Dexter Reed, who's played by Kenan Thompson.
Yay!
So Kenan Thompson, who is still quite good,
mm-hmm.
you know, just checking out, and
he's
it's like
David S. Pumpkin.
Yes, God, he's so
elevator
good.
Operator.
So good, and he has.
So good.
He has so, you know, man, he has such a good career right now on Saturday Night Live.
Yes. So where did Kel go?
Yeah, I'll get into that a little bit later, but if you want to jump in with it.
As far as I know, Kel is mostly doing, like, voice work stuff.
Pretty much.
He's become a voice actor more so
than on screen. He also is an ordained minister now.
That too.
And he did a pub crawl in Providence, Rhode Island. I was, yeah.
JP or whatever.
I was, yeah. I was still technically am an ordained minister, but I just didn't renew my state license yet.
Ah, okay.
So.
It's true. You can take a test on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'm ordained with the Church of the Dude. So that is dead on truth. I am ordained.
I thought it was Universal Life Church.
They closed. I redid it with the Church of the Dude.
You redid?
Yeah. I had to redo it.
Oh,
anyways.
Okay.
Man, I don't know what the fuck you talking about, man.
Can you be ordained in the Church of Bacon? It's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's headquartered in Vegas.
That would be really awesome, actually.
You're still wearing your uniform. So, what did you think of the movie? Was it accurate to the burger?
Man,
experience?
I don't know what the frick you're talking about. Some people just don't want to do that. Who the frick goes ahead and has their life just be about their job? That's fucking lame, man.
Damn straight. Wait, unless you like your job.
Yeah, all right, yeah. No. So, beginning of the movie,
I think our podcast's going to be rated R.
Yeah. Yeah, it already is.
Explicit tag.
Yeah, it already is. So, we have Ed when he's having a nightmare at the beginning, and the woman wants a good burger, and he starts hallucinating and starts seeing animated burgers, and he's flying with fast food, and he says it.
didn't look like he was floating that much.
So. Oh, man, like I'm floating with fast food.
Someone put acid in the shake machine.
Someone put eyeballs in the burgers.
Well, there's a little more in the shake machine. We'll find that out later.
Yeah.
So.
I have issues.
So where we find this out, he wakes up, and this is where you know the guy is, and Ted, you know, to your point, yes, he is obsessed with his job, because you see, he wakes up saying, "Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger." I can't do the voice, but, you know, home of the Good Burger, can I take your order? And he's, oh, wow, and he goes, whoa, a clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, you know right what kind of movie you're into. At this very moment.
Yeah, he's a human goldfish. He's just excited about everything every day.
He's SpongeBob?
More or less.
And there you have it. So it goes to Keenan's side of the story before these, you know, two worlds collide.
I just want to bring one literally. Thing up. I want to bring one thing up. The whole thing, what got me, like, the whole, this is the type of movie I'm watching is when he's in the shower, fully clothed in his uniform, with his hat still on.
Singing, we're all dudes.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is what I've gotten into. All right.
At that point, I think the both of us, we turned to each other and exchanged. It was, there were no words. There was just the, look going on.
I didn't say it was going to be a smart one, folks. I did not say
it's
it was
still
be
better
honest.
Structured than The Room.
Oh, God, yes.
We don't want to get into The Room.
And it's still not the worst movie I've ever seen. That title is still held by Freddy Got Fingered.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can understand that, yeah.
I demanded both my money and the last hour of my life back.
So, Keenan's side of the story, we have Dexter, who's on the last day of school, and we have Sinbad, who looks like Shaft.
Oh, God.
Sinbad, who I think is contractually obligated to appear in any 90s movie. Yeah, it's just, so it's like so. He made a deal with a genie somewhere, and it's like
many adventures?
It's like, yeah, he has to be in a movie if it's about the 90s or it happened in the 90s at all.
And you didn't really see much of him until he appeared as himself in American Dad.
Pretty much, yeah.
he's been very quiet.
So he was for a while, but he had this attitude. And for those who have not seen this movie, he basically is the first frame you see him, you picture just the music of Shaft playing in the background.
He has a fro.
Macho Man.
And 70s pop collar,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, and even to the point where they call it out.
Yeah, very
You know, it's like, I will go ahead and give you a test on your last day of school because the mind never sleeps. Let's go ahead and do that.
It
Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get a hallelujah? Yeah, prayer's fine. And then they walk out there, and then he pulls Dexter aside, and Dexter even says, he's like, man, have you seen this shirt? Have you seen the collar? Have you seen your fro? Get out of my way, Shaft. And he's like, yeah, Shaft, I like it. Freaking God.
Man, I tell you, what I was looking at, man, I thought he was kind of like Shaft, but he looked like one of those a-hole customers that usually go ahead and deal with.
So what job are you working at? Obviously some kind of food?
No, yeah, I work in food, but I work in mediocre tofu.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a vegan right here, and I protest here because we went to see this movie because we had to go ahead and protest the use of cows, and then I ended up enjoying it and bought popcorn.
Oh, man, I unbuttered popcorn. That sucks, man.
Yeah. No, still, it was a treat.
I gotta say, by the end of this movie, I was kind of off burgers for a couple days.
I suggested we eat one while watching, but I was kind of lazy and tired. So
they depart, and, you know, he's getting out of there. He's like, oh, summer vacation began 38 seconds ago. Next 3 months, school's off and everything, and they take off in a car that his mom doesn't know he's using while she's on business. And his passenger, did anybody catch who it is?
I recognized him, but I had no clue who he was. I did recognize him, though.
You remember Sister Sister?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
He played Roger.
Yes, he did. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so I looked it up, and it was just, like, one of those things, like, what the hell? Like, and of course, you know, the young kid who watched that show, not really willingly, but I'm like, oh, my God, I know what the hell this is. And, like, 90s side of the brain just clicked on.
It's one of those many shows that I watched when I was a kid, but I remember pretty much nothing about it.
Yeah.
I don't remember any actual like plot line to it. I just remember the two girls in a room and him like climbing through the window or
right.
That's all I remember
from it.
Sam
did it first.
Sam did it first.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember stuff from that. Yeah.
When you say the 90s part of your brain turns on, is it like, you know how when you see imagery, it's just like the left hemisphere is blue, right's red. Like the 90s part, is that Day-Glo orange?
Is it got polka dots and geometric shape
bum on it?
Yeah. That was more my sister's era, but yeah, true.
Well, it's his gap on it?
Yeah, so it's his gap, yeah.
No, well,
yeah.
High school, but
and has caffeine jeans, the wide legs too, man. Yeah, and I didn't care.
And again,
somehow I'm carrying a Walkman when that happens.
I can never, ever, from now on, I can never, ever hear any reference to the show Sister, Sister without thinking of BoJack Horseman. And I'm like, I want to see Mr. Peanut Butter in that.
Yes, yes. Oh, such a good show. So damn good. So good. So basically what happens, this is where it collides. So Ed has a delivery, and this is the one thing in this movie that I absolutely hated. He takes off on his rollerblades to make a delivery that's not that far away. You know, he goes in front of the car that, you know, Dexter is driving, and then he causes him to spin around and crash into Mr. Wheat's car. So he wrecks his mom's car. He wrecks there. You know, Josh or Roger goes running away, and that's the last we ever see of this.
Yeah,
and
he disappears.
Yeah, kind of makes me wonder, I mean, how many people were paid just for the day?
Yeah,
or, you know, like, really, because it's, so, you know, he takes off.
We got him
but,
for 6 hours. Let's make use of him we can.
Right, yeah. And this, you know, they just take off and they run away.
Another extra and, flees the movie.
Yeah. And then you see that. There's nothing. There's nothing there, you know, so they pass along the way and he sees them. They connect eyes. But now Dexter owes money because he doesn't want to put, yeah. He doesn't want to put a young black man in jail, quoting Mr. Wheat. Yep. but you know he should have.
Mr. Wheat.
And he doesn't have a driver's license either, and his parents don't know he's driving, so they're like, I'll get a summer job. And this is the one, you know, there's many, that's the second thing in the movie, now that I just thought of it. Because the second thing is, I really wanted Kel, and if you've seen Kenan and Kel, where you have Kenan say, I get a summer job. And I really wanted it with Kel to do that, because Kel did that at the end of every Kenan and Kel episode.
Here it goes. Hey. I get a summer job.
Kenan and Kel are a lot like... remind me of Key and Peele.
Oh God, yeah.
I looked it up, and somebody else thought of put it in like the Impact font on some picture. Like Key and Peele are the adult Key to the Kel, pretty much.
Still great too.
Mentioned before, you surprised by Mr. Wheat's name. Bit of trivia: Dan reads IMDb. Sinbad, Mr. Wheat was named after the producer Dan Schneider's high school math teacher. Go Wheat. G-O-U-G-H is his first name, so I assume it's Go. He was at White Station High School in Memphis, Tennessee.
Wow.
Whether he thought he was Shaft, I couldn't tell you.
Go Wheat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like all one word, or like Van Gogh?
G-O-U-G-H space wheat, like as in, you know, waving fields of.
Crows over wheat field?
The kind of stuff you can, you know, if you take Allegra D, you can like windsurf on fields of it. At least I think that's what the commercials mean.
I don't know what that is, man.
All I can think of is if you crossed Van Gogh and his final painting, Crows Over Wheat Field, and then you had some hideous mess come out like the remake of The Fly.
I love that. Yeah.
But painting and
great reference.
Guy.
He's bleeding paint. It's like, oh God.
Yeah. Okay. I know that's not really how you say Van Gogh, but it's more punnier that way, and everyone says it around here that way.
That's perfect.
So, speaking with puns and weird stuff, there is Ed, who now finally made it when he's there, and the first thing is he pisses off a customer who, this is one of the great, besides that, it's a great line there. He's like, I'm going to report your name to the manager. The manager already knows my name. So, hey, Ted, can you do one of the lines for us?
Fuck what?
The line with,
fuck, what do you fucking want me to do?
Can you do the line about the, where he has nothing in the...
All right.
But say fuck more times.
100% imagine
more
fucks. If it was today, too. Imagine that. Yeah. I ordered a good burger with nothing on it.
You fucking didn't want anything.
what do you want? Get out of here.
Save money.
Get out of here.
Look, a patty is something. That ain't fucking anything. You wanted nothing on it. Fuck you.
You wanted air?
Good for you, man.
And
good.
A little bit of love.
See, at that point, I started empathizing with the customer. Like, I'd launch myself across that counter and strangle him, too.
I just love the fact that he went for backup, too. He's like, is a patty something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I win.
Want the vacuum of space on it.
Yeah. So Dexter goes and gets a job, and he goes to Mondo Burger, and then we meet probably one of the funniest fucking villains of all time.
Hey, remember 90s drink called Mondo? It's like juice drink? Okay.
Yes, I do.
I got that out of the way.
Well, I spotted a few 90s drinks during the movie, too. There was plenty of Fruitopia.
Yes, there was.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, I forgot about Fruitopia.
I was like, Coca-Cola definitely sponsored this movie because it's everywhere.
Yeah, and Roll Gold potato pretzels, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
That one was not so, under the radar.
No, it was right there on the truck, there.
Although it was still more subtle than Krispy Kreme in the new Power Rangers movie.
True.
Dunkin' Donuts forever.
That was so good.
I'll do Dunkin' Donuts for coffee, Krispy Kreme for donuts.
I will do nothing for coffee and Dunkin' Donuts for donuts.
Yeah, true. So we have there, so he goes there and... There's a guy I know who is listening right now, Sean Fernando, who's a guy I work with, who looks exactly like Kirk from Mondo Burger. And, you know, except without the, you know, the spiky hair. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, this is what you need to do for Halloween. He's like, oh, my God, yes. And he posted pictures of this guy around his cubicle at work and just sees if anyone would notice. Like, I'm like, dude, you're a freaking genius. He's like, dude, you mess with me, you go in the grinder.
I'll love you, sandwich.
I'm like, oh, you're so freaking good. I'm like, you're committing to this so much. I'm like, thank you, and thank you, Sean.
Did he refer to himself in the third person?
Yes, he did. You mess with Sean, you go with the grinder, man. So he had to.
If you want to give yourself like a real kind of head trip, Kurt, the actor, looks very much. It's not the same guy, but looks very much like the guy who played Warren in Empire Records.
Oh my God! Yeah,
there's a lot like it.
Very similar.
I looked him up. No,
you can give yourself a real head trip if you just assume that Kurt is Warren, but he changed his ways. He like turned over a new leaf, and Kurt's his real name, and he becomes the Mondo Burger asshole.
How bad was he originally?
He came into the record store with a pistol and started threatening people.
The first time you see him, he's actually stealing CDs. This kid is not a good kid.
Empire Records is a great movie. You should watch it.
It is a very good one. I haven't seen it in a very long time.
I have it memorized.
Yeah,
I never heard of it.
No, it's a weird one, but it's the box cover. I remember when I saw it because it had Elizabeth Taylor.
Liv Tyler, and she's got like her arms spread out.
Yeah,
and she's wearing the outfit that she's got on in the movie, which is a plaid miniskirt, blue sweater, and boots.
Fuzzy sweater.
Yeah,
and Renee Zellweger's in it.
There's so many people in it. Right. But anyway, we're not talking about this one.
Yeah, right. No, but
Happy Rex Manning.
No, so
I saw that one. That one was freaking awesome.
Yes, it was.
So. There's a great lines with it. So Kurt, they're basically doing this in this really weird military-like burger joint where they have this thing where they're trying to put it together. He can't do the burger. And then the line comes in, and this is, you can forget about it. Mondo Burger in 5 years is going to be the greatest burger joint of all time, and we're going to take out our competition across the street. Good Burger, really quickly. You forget about your family. Mondo Burger is your life. From now on, Kurt is your mother and your father. And he leans over. Kurt must look awfully strange, naked. Who said that? And I remember I watched that when I was 12, and I'm laughing. I'm almost falling off the chair. I'm like, this is so funny. And who said that? No, it was him. He is the degenerate.
Hey, Ted, who's your mediocre tofu's competition?
Good Pork Rinds.
It's a very specific restaurant.
I would imagine it'd be like in a really good corner, okay coffee, sells okay computer, and then okay computers across the street. Yes, I'm making a Radiohead reference.
Do they have okay soda?
Okay soda.
I miss okay soda.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, wow, damn. So they get to Good Burger, he's fired. He goes over to Good Burger and he's drinking a bunch of shakes. And there's another great line from Ed where it's like, hey, Dexter's like, don't I know you from somewhere? And he's like,
wait, who am I? Maybe I was like a famous astronaut or a sexy nurse. Why in hell would you be a sexy nurse?
For Heath Ledger.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, see, Keenan sitting there drinking like shake after shake after shake, doing the whole I'll tell you when I've had enough. And not like 5 minutes before in the movie, Ed was in the shake machine.
Yes.
I have some hygiene questions about this. It's like, Keenan, no, don't drink those.
But it came from the line in general where it's like, I'm not gonna, Kurt's like, I don't have time to deal with an incompetent, stupid fast food employee. Yep. And then it leads to Ed in the shake machine.
In the shake machine, covered head to toe, just like it's DNA flavored shakes now.
Better than fart flavored.
Or Mr. Bailey is like, Ed, what are you doing in the shake machine?
I'm trying to fix it. Did you turn it on? Oh.
Whoa.
Strawberry
jacuzzi.
I miss Chris from Kenan and Kel. keep thinking he should be there somewhere.
Yeah,
but not.
Yeah, true.
Him and his mom's foot true. Dust.
Yeah, I think that because this was right around the all that era. I got to think Mr. Bailey inspired Chris eventually.
Maybe. Yeah,
I got to think it was somewhere because there is a lot of similarity. Because he does mention if the store doesn't do well, he'd have to go ahead and feed his mom
cat food.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Isn't he the one who wrote a lot of the all that stuff?
He wrote a lot of it. He also wrote a lot of Amanda Bynes and iCarly. So okay. He was around quite a bit.
I'm going to say he's a better writer than an actor.
Wasn't so great. A lot of these actors are not very good. No. I mean, Dexter ends up getting a job and, you know, they end up introducing him to the staff. And you have Char Jackson, who plays Monique. And she has only one other credit, at least to my research, on any type of Viacom thing, which she appeared on VH1 Celebrity Fit Club.
And I know her, and I pointed this out to him. Yeah. Like, she was Kevin Federline's like first girlfriend when he married Britney Spears.
That's the girl?
She was pregnant with their second child when he left her for Britney Spears, and then she ended up dating Quentin Tarantino. And that's the only reason I know who Char Jackson is.
What?
I swear to God.
What the fuck?
I swear to God.
If she dated Tarantino, then she must have nice feet.
What if Tarantino remade Good Burger?
I would watch the living hell out of that.
Wait, it's called Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I was about to say, didn't he do that already?
It's a Royale with cheese.
You see Samuel L. Jackson in front of that. And this is one tasty burger. Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson going, welcome to Good Burger, motherfucker.
Bam.
Just picture the whole freaking, like, you know, I don't dig on swine's bit. Bacon tastes good. Good burgers taste good.
Hey, Ted.
Yeah.
If this movie's Good Burger and you work at mediocre tofu and you have like a goatee and stuff, does that mean you're a super genius?
Well, yeah.
So who's your equivalent to Ed?
Me.
No, I mean.
Well, his Keenan or to Keenan, I guess. Would be the moron.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or maybe he wouldn't be so cartoonishly 90s evil, he'd actually be a nice guy.
Well, we have this one guy, his name is Spork. He's actually a pretty good people person. And then we have this guy who's this baby who does fries.
Oh, you know, talented
and
baby.
Then, you know, then there's Cece, you know, she's a vegetarian.
I thought you were a vegetarian.
No, I am, vegan. But we're all vegetarians.
He's
you know?
A vegan is a big difference.
But Cece, I'm sorry, Cece is actually, you know, the meat eater of the group.
She's a meatosaurus.
Yeah. Yeah, how'd you know?
He just pulled it out of his ass.
I just had a moment, sorry.
So, basically, you know, the...
So she says
back
poor
here.
Tofu a lot. Because she feels bad for the tofu.
Well, yeah, you know, she wants to go ahead. She feels bad for the yogis because they got to stretch and find shit.
Plants matter.
They go ahead and give oxygen.
She's just a velociraptor in a striped shirt.
Awesome! I want to see this movie.
I need to work on my Photoshop skills.
A Jurassic Park velociraptor?
I just remember I was at the gym. I saw something. Somebody said T-Rex loves leg days. They're just beautiful.
I just love those shirts. The T-Rex with the the stick grabby things. Like, I am unstoppable.
And weights. Oh, no. I know what you mean.
So,
claw grabbers.
So basically, they're worried about it. So, while Ed takes the takes Dexter under his wing, you know, they start working. And, you know, Mondo Burger opens to the tune of Celebrate for some goddamn reason. Mm-hmm. and then opens up in which could only be the equivalent of Johnny Rockets taking a shit in the 90s.
Seriously, yes. Yeah. They had a lot of budget for that opening.
And I gotta say, that's a real big building for like a dozen and a half tables. Right. If that... Did you notice that?
I did notice it. Yeah.
There's a New York McDonald's, though. Yeah. It was pretty tall.
Yeah.
It took me a minute to actually... Yeah. I actually had to look it up because I was like, wait, isn't this the blank check house? Because it looks like the blank check house.
Was it?
No, it wasn't. But it looks awful similar. It does, yeah. And I was like, I need to look this up. And I looked it up like, no, it is different. But at first I'm like, did they film this there?
Maybe because of the obscene amount of celebrating?
Yeah. It's just huge.
So it is. It's generally like... Then there's the part that I really wanted to think about. How did Kurt get into the burger business and why? I mean, this is the point. I've never thought about it, but I'm like, okay. He's like, but he's so damn intense. Like, he has the personality of somebody who wants to open, like, a massive, like, weight trainer bodybuilding gym.
Yeah.
And he opens a burger joint.
Because burgers are everywhere, man.
Yeah. Oh.
I have worked
take over
in
the world.
I've worked in plenty of fast food locations.
So have I, yeah.
I have met a couple of Kurts.
Yeah.
They usually go somewhere where they can do better because they get up to about assistant manager. And like they get to that point and then the manager realizes that they're a schmuck and says, no, you're not getting any higher than this, and then they go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm trying to figure out is how Kurt is in charge of all of Mondo Burger. He is at best an assistant manager, maybe a district manager.
True.
And he's somehow in charge of the whole thing.
As we know, this is the only Mondo Burger around that we know of.
So we need to know who's backing this guy.
Didn't Mr. Daly mention it was a franchise opening up?
Yes, he did. Yeah, you're right.
I thought there was more than one. This was just like a huge flagship store.
Yeah. So at least there is something.
With 14 tables.
I don't know. I think we need like a 30-minute episode of what happened with Kurt. Like, here's the reason Kurt is the way he is.
Yeah. But he's acting like, you know, Captain Kirk of the Enterprise, where he's in there. He's like, you know, he's on the holodeck. He hits the button. Kitchen, go ahead and make our burgers bigger. And the reason why is because it has a really big swell for about 48 hours. And then Ed, which is one of the innuendos of this whole movie, one of many, makes Ed and they say this, but
good
they
night,
don't
everybody.
Really say it. No, hold on a second. You got to repeat that in a minute. He makes his special sauce to go ahead and save Good Burger.
Yep.
Sits there, but they have this beautiful interaction, and he says there, it's like, hey, can I sit with you? Or Ted, can you do this?
Oh, sure. Hey, can I sit with you? And then, you know, Dexter, like, no. Okay, fine.
You know, but then there's the grape nose boy, dude.
Yep.
Who is amazing. And then, bloobity, 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 bloobity,
bloobity. He just puts grapes up his nose and says that stuff. Sings that.
And this whole scene, I was distracted by the Blockbuster sign over Keenan's shoulder the whole time.
And then he offers the grapes.
Yep.
So. Well, they're trying to figure it out. He's like, okay, we've got to try to get what that sauce is. He's like, I think it's in the sauce, boss. We're going to figure it out. So they go ahead and send Roxanne. And I think the only reason why they named him this character Roxanne is so they can do the cover.
Roxanne.
You don't have to put on the red light. I don't think for a reason.
Yeah. And Carmen Electra walks in.
Yep. Which he had to point out to me because I'm not used to her being that young.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just like,
true.
Holy crap, that is her.
Yeah.
Wow.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that name. I know she used to be famous.
Baywatch. Okay. Just think bouncing.
Yeah.
You'll get it.
Baywatch.
She replaced
Pamela Anderson. She also replaced Jenny McCarthy.
I thought she was a talk show host.
No.
Carmen Electra wasn't a talk show?
No.
I mean, MTV kind of.
No.
She might have been a guest VJ something.
She was on there. She replaced Jenny McCarthy on this dating show called Singled Out.
Yep. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
So, I remember that show.
And then
it's a meat market.
Yes. Which that was very short-lived because reasons that we don't want to get into now.
It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah. So
I think I should probably be glad I don't know what the hell you're talking
about. Oh yeah. Yeah. It's bad. It's just you know, the one part of it is they ask these people questions and just random, very vague questions, and they sort out 100 guys or 100 girls. And then this one person who they've never seen suddenly go on a date, and there's this very awkward hug that they have, and then the credits roll.
Yep.
So, where were we here?
Is,
so,
is the answer to the question making whoopee?
Though, to be fair, I don't think Singled Out is any worse than 90 Day Fiancé, because that show is just garbage.
No, but it all stemmed from that. Yeah. I think. Yeah. So we have this. So Carmen Electra comes in, and Roxanne is trying to seduce Ed because now they want the sauce, and Roxanne works for Mondo Burger.
Want your
so
sauce.
And Ed's too dumb to get what's happening.
But there are a couple of fucking wonderful lines from Ed.
Yeah,
they're here where they're okay. So you know, they Dexter's been interested in Monique right from the start.
Yep.
So they say, hey, but we're going on a double date. Hey, you know, you want to go ahead out? We're going out. Do you want to go and be Dexter's date? Yeah, sure. I'd love to. Great. And they go do this putt-putt thing. And then, you know, where I know you're probably going to get to it. Go ahead.
Well, just one scene at this putt-putt thing. It actually has to do with Dexter more than anybody.
Yeah.
She hits the ball first, and they're smack talking, and he goes and he misses. And the entire time I'm screaming, knuckle puck! Knuckle puck! What's a knuckle puck? He was in...
Keenan Thompson was in...
Was in
D2,
The Mighty Ducks. And his character...
Yes.
His character had this move called the knuckle puck, where he would flip the puck up and then whack it, and it would spin into the goal. And
it sounds like this would have been the rules. Yeah.
Isn't that high sticking? It's the Mighty Ducks. You just kind of go with it.
I never saw it.
No. It would have definitely been high sticking, most definitely.
Oh, yeah.
But
then again, they represented Team USA in the middle of a game, changed themselves, the name to the Mighty Ducks, and nobody said a fucking word. So.
Mighty Ducks. Because the first one was like a Pee Wee hockey team that were the Ducks. They were the Mighty Ducks. Yeah. And then
they became Team USA. Yeah, so it was Team USA versus Russia, and then it's like, fuck the USA. Let's go ahead and just be the Ducks versus Russia.
I just want to see, like, the French judge. I think that is against the rules. I don't know what that accent was. That wasn't French. I missed.
So
I aimed for Europe, and I missed.
So we have this scene. I just wanted to get the point. He's still wearing his uniform, although wearing a burger tie.
Mm-hmm.
And,
awesome.
You know, a couple of great lines, just want to get through them really quick, you know, where she almost falls. He's like, oh, my God, is your butt okay? Yeah. No, yeah, it's fine. It's okay, people. Her butt is fine. And I'm like, and I swear I probably did that on a date once or twice.
Yep.
Well, chances are I did. I don't remember. But then, you know, where they eating corn dogs, and he says the one innuendo line that I thought was great, and I still laugh hysterically every time I hear it. I wonder how they get the weenie through the corny exterior.
Yep.
And the 12. Inner Beavis and Butthead just really just starts to...
With oil.
Nice.
Now all I can think of is what was it? Was it Role Models?
Yeah.
With the kept pushing the the hot dog in and out of a.
I've not seen Role Models. I know it involves.
Oh, it's good.
I know it involves LARPing, and those are the nerds that other nerds make fun of.
Yeah, it's super good. It's super good. So
it's a raunchy comedy.
Yeah. Through like this that. Day, and the reason why we bring this up so much, and as you said in the putt-putt scene,
mm-hmm.
you know, Ed does the four, you know, and then just gets there, and the ball is this giant welt on Carmen Electra's head, because reasons.
And she got hit in the head with the ball.
Yeah.
And the stick.
True. Right.
She got beat up.
True.
Down she goes.
So she tries to still get the sauce. Because, Ed, I want your sauce. And reasons.
That's not the sauce you're going to want. It's a different kind of sauce there, Carmen.
So where she goes ahead, tries to kiss him, and then he does this really great, basically, throw over the shoulder. Oh, my God. Can you breathe? Later on, she walks in and she quits, but she had time to change her clothes.
Well, right before that, I just think it's funny that they're in the car and he's talking to her. And in the back, Dexter's like, dude, she's still unconscious.
And she's just like, you should be bringing her to a hospital.
Somebody should be.
Then he like ninja slams her and she's not moving. I'm like, he killed her. She's dead.
Someone should be asking, how old is she? She seems too old to be
very
hitting
true.
On Ed, and that's creepy.
Yeah.
Even if it's
well, you never actually find out how old Ed is either,
true,
because he's basically got a full-time job.
And Ed's apparently a ninja.
You know that Dexter's at like 15 because he says that he's going to get his license in a year.
Yeah. Ed is the kind of person who would make friends with anybody, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, they even say that, though.
Yeah.
They say that, too, yeah.
It's like a superpower.
So, basically, at this point, you know, we're just to back up a bit because we did mention something. Ed, in the very beginning, is on rollerblades, but it's proven not even 10 minutes later that he can drive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not well,
no.
But he drives the Burgermobile.
And the Burgermobile exists during the time when he's doing this initial delivery.
At that time. There it is. It's beautiful.
Continuity. Continuity.
Oh, there's
Burger
so
delivery?
Many.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
just,
true.
That should be existing.
True. I agree. It actually does exist, too. Yeah,
there's a card game called Ninja Burger, and if you think about it, Ed is a ninja because he straight up ninja flipped Roxanne to the ground.
Yeah.
It's like, this is Ninja Burger.
I got a little bit of trivia about the car. Mm. The car is actually a reused model from Wayne's World. It is the Wayne's World car.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it is. It is the Wayne's World car, and they reused it. In this movie.
As
holy shit.
Yeah, I just blew your mind, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did, because I've seen them both many times. Oh, man. So they try to, you know, at this point, you know, is where we start to get into the act three of all of this. And with the special sauce, you know, Dexter takes him under, I keep wanting to call them by their real names.
I know.
But, you know, he takes Ed under his wing and they force him to get a contract where he keeps 80% of the money because he needs to go ahead and pay those debts off.
And the teacher showed up again and is like, oh, yeah, you owe me more because that was just an estimate.
Yeah, an estimate, close to, could be, not so much, almost.
I just want to know why he put chrome on an Acura.
Right.
Why did you put chrome on an Acura?
Yeah, true.
That's not standard. That doesn't
but,
come
you know, he does get due justice in the end.
Yes, yes.
So, you know.
Not only does he lose two mailboxes.
The mailman continues to post to point out that there's mailboxes that are being destroyed.
And Sinbad played a mailman in Jingle All the Way, so you know, it all connects.
So, there is, let's just think here, so... You know, so we've connected quite a bit. So, but Dexter, that's just hit me now. Dexter is hired as a driver, but he never drives.
Nope.
Yep.
At all. You know, and then Ed is the one driving only the two times we see a delivery.
Mm-hmm.
So why the hell did they keep him as a delivery person? But reasons. I'm not going to get way too analytical, but there's the scene where they go ahead and see Shaq. My God, that is such a fucking good scene. You know, where they start playing Chariots of Fire, and somehow he's driving in the middle of the stadium.
Yeah.
Reasons.
I think it was right after that scene I paused the movie and said, I need a quick break. I'm going to walk away for a minute.
Where they're playing Chariots of Fire, and then, that was a funny part right there. I agree, man. So
I actually like that part because he nearly killed a couple of people.
Okay, yeah, well, that could be true. You know, they're playing.
Told you he was evil.
You're playing, pretty dark, Ted.
Yeah.
True.
He plays this, and, you know, they deliver to Shaq, and they do this great thing where he gets to do the I'm a Dude song, and then Kurt somehow was watching that exact channel at that exact time.
See this, okay, good, we're on TV.
And it's beautiful, it's great, and then the special sauce contract is the one there, so they're never going to reveal what makes the sauce.
I kept thinking it would turn out to be something totally disgusting.
Yeah.
Well,
it kind of is.
You can actually pick out little things that he was putting into the sauce when he's making
like
it.
Like powdered milk,
like carnation powdered milk.
Right.
Cayenne pepper, a whole onion.
A whole unpeeled onion.
Yeah.
Bloop, right in there.
Several whole pickles.
And then he mentions when he's starting to
ketchup and lemon juice.
Ketchup and lemon juice, and it just makes me go, good lord.
I meant like real inedible crap.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't know.
You don't see it.
Chew.
I'm pretty sure it's the same sauce we used to make with ketchup and mayonnaise at, you know, at lunch in Derby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you're true.
What was that called?
Ketchup just and mayonnaise.
Just, you know, the sauce. Blah, 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 blah. It was roughly the same color, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
very close.
And then there's a line here, and this is the part of my research that absolutely got me. The girl who played Dee Dee delivers this one unactable line, but she can't do that. There are so many customers, Ed. What is in your sauce?
Oh, Dee Dee.
And that girl actually teaches drama to middle school students now.
Maybe she got lessons.
One other movie called Pumpkin. I did not see what it was, but I looked her up and I found her on Twitter. I tweeted to her saying, hey, we're going to do this movie. Are you the Dee Dee from this movie? She said, yes. I'm like, huh.
And now you just insulted her.
I did not insult her. No.
What I can say is that theater and stage production is a completely different can of worms.
I very much agree.
Movies.
So if you're doing that, you definitely found your calling.
And I could turn around and say those who can't teach.
Can't do.
No, see, I just checked her out on IMDb. It's like, yeah, Good Burger, Pumpkin, and apparently another movie called Nightstand.
Right.
Which I'm interested. My interest is peaked. What is this movie about?
Is it about a court that meets only at night because it's about vampires? Or is it like, this is the stuff on my table next to my bed?
That's where I was going with it.
In either event, I hope Bull's in it.
Bull Shannon. Night Martin Mull. Yeah. Definitely agree.
Oh my God.
So
that'll improve it like 100%.
So quick couple things in order to get on to speed here. But the... they sign the contract and then, you know, Dexter, you know, they basically form a friendship. They're on the roof. Dexter gives the background of the movie, his background saying that he had a yo-yo and his dad left him. And there's another great line from Ed saying, you know, well, I don't remember what my dad looked like either, but at least I get to see him every day.
Yeah.
Reasons. And then, so I'll see you tomorrow, buddy. You mean it? I'm your buddy? You know, then he gives him a yo-yo with part of the money. You know, hey, man, we're buds. Here you go. And then Dexter's like, wow.
Crisis of conscience.
I've been an idiot.
Wow, I've been kind of a dick to this guy.
Yeah. I'm kind of an evil 90s asshole. Oh, God, my conscience.
Well, it kind of felt good. That's why I tried to take the conscience out of my tofu place.
You use an ice cream scoop?
Well, no. I tried to use an ice cream scoop once. Didn't really go too well. And then CC actually wanted a burger later. So that wasn't really that good.
What does an ice cream scoop have to do with a burger?
How do you scoop out tofu?
I chose not to ask.
Yeah.
I can make a killer pie out of tofu.
At this point, they start to get together, and they see there's a dog who doesn't want to eat the Mondo burger. Because
it's like all swole up.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't want to eat the Mondo burger, but eats the Good Burger. Well, we should go investigate, but there's a great scene there.
Swole Patrol.
Yeah.
I just love the fact that it's like, oh my God, Ed can actually speak to dogs. Okay.
He's the dog whisperer. All right.
Well, that actually was a really good one because you see that so much growing up. And I watched Dennis the Menace, and I watched a lot of those things where, oh my God, and Lassie. What is it, girl? What is it, boy?
Timmy
oh my God.
The well?
You know, here, and then it's actually true. Yeah. And they're like, oh my God, there are four clowns and they're broken down. Where are they broken down? You know, and later, where's that freaking dog?
What the hell? I just want to point out there are five clowns, so he got something lost in translation there.
That was a Family Guy line before Family Guy. When did Family Guy start? Was it the late
90s? No. 1999.
Don't talk about the future.
Yeah.
It was a Family Guy non sequitur just before it.
Oh, you mean Life with Larry?
Yes, that's exactly what we're talking about.
All right. How do you know that?
Yeah. Life with Larry was released in 1995.
How does he know what it becomes?
Well, no. Oh, fuck it.
Context clues because we're terrible time travelers.
Oh, God. I think
we'll pay for it later.
I think we've broken time.
I think we've broken time, but we'll pay for it at some point. So they disguise themselves to try to figure out what the... They disguise themselves to try to figure out what's wrong in Mondo Burger.
Those
they disguise themselves as women. I'm just going to do my impression of Keenan. Can you point us in the little girl, this direction of the little girl's room? Why the hell did they dress like women at this point?
I think it was mostly for disguise, but they did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Kale did.
Kale did a fantastic job.
Oh my god,
beautiful.
Yeah. He should be, if they ever remade MASH, he should be Klinger. Yes.
I say, if nothing else, he can commit to the bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sure. Straight down.
Because in a couple of minutes, it was the first time I got an audible guffaw out of me.
<in this movie. laughs> Yeah. Imagine when I was 12 years old when I first saw this movie.
Yeah.
You know, already everything is confusing as it is, and you see that, you're like, what the fuck?
It's like, now I have confusing feelings for Kel Mitchell. What's happening?
No, he looks fantastic in purple.
I thought they were both wearing like really gaudy 90s colors.
Yeah.
Well, they were, but one of them was in freaking lingerie.
Once they ripped his dress off.
Yeah. Yeah, he did do the right purple too.
He commits to the bit, man. Yep.
So they find out they have triamphethol, which is an illegal chemical because Kurt says it's illegal.
Why would you admit this, Kurt?
Illegal.
He's cocky.
So they go ahead, they have a friend who is in the who runs an insane asylum, so let's go ahead and put them in Demented Hills. Oh. Demented Hills.
Let's not question how an assistant manager can commit to people.
I was like, all right, I'm watching this movie, and I had never seen it, and I'm like, all right, we're at a burger joint, and we're a rival burger joint. Okay, I can get this, and suddenly, and then insane asylum. And I went, the fuck does this have to do with a burger?
It's like, this movie took
Here's
a turn.
My theory on this. Okay? No, serious truth. George Clinton was writing some kids' songs for various Nickelodeon cartoons at that time.
Okay.
Yep.
Kind of tinkering around, and he said, oh, what's this? Oh, a burger joint? Yeah, I'm hungry. Hey, you want to be a part of this? Sure. Hey, we got to write another scene now. And then somebody just watched One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Then that's how that movie came about.
I can kind of see how that would happen.
I was like, because it takes a hard left when you go to the tonal shift. Here.
It's not a hard left. It's a spin around in the right direction, and it turns right. That one.
Two wrongs don't make it a right, but three rights make a left.
Yeah, it does. It does what Zoolander does. It's an ambi turner and turns around the other way.
Maybe now it's a musical.
Yeah, so they're in there, and then they find it. They get into Mondo Burger, and Abe Vigoda has the most lines he has in the whole movie. Yeah. Finds out he's sleeping in there. I mean, fucking Abe Vigoda isn't Godfather, man.
See, and that's like the world's shortest, like the saddest short story. He's like, he sleeps in Good Burger. It's like, Otis, what happened to you? Where has your life turned?
Well, he's 77 years old. I should have died years ago. Tough break.
I broke my ass.
You had to the hospital. I think I broke my ass.
What a great fucking line, too. So they get there. So they sneak in there. The Mondo Burger guys sneak in. They want to put shark poison, which why they came up with shark poison, who the hell knows?
Question about shark poison.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it just dilute in the water? Are you dripping this on shark food? They eat in the water.
Right.
You're just poisoning
super concentrated.
Everything. Understandable rat poison. Okay. Why shark poison?
But here's where my brain went. It's poison made from sharks.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily poison that poisoned sharks.
You speak actually a very good tone. I can jump in with that, and you're right. So it's poison itself. If you had to go ahead and poison the sharks, you need some sort of repellent like Adam West.
Yeah, you need bat shark repellent. You spray that back in the sauce, and it neutralizes everything.
Exactly.
Bat shark repellent is the secret ingredient in the sauce. It's
very true, sir. Yeah.
It's not a whole unpeeled onion.
You have your own secret sauce?
Well, secret sauce mostly, yeah, but it's actually just ketchup and mayonnaise.
Uh-oh, it's not very secret anymore.
No.
But you don't care because you're a cool guy who's too important for that kind of
thing. I work at Mediocre Tofu and I wear a leather jacket.
He's too legit.
You are the worst vegan ever. It could be pleather.
You are the worst vegan I have ever met.
Maybe he got it from a secondhand store.
It doesn't matter. He should have. That's not how it works.
I was given a leather phone case when I was a vegetarian, and I was upset about it, but I used it.
But that's a vegetarian. Life, yeah. Vegan is a completely different set of circumstances.
Sometimes, yeah, true.
Fur is murder. So. You go spray paint a dog because it's
murder. I had friends in high school who were vegans who went and protested at the local Burger King.
Yeah,
you might remember this, Dan, because. Yeah. It was a big deal. Like, oh my God, meat is murder. And it's like,
yeah,
I'm still gonna eat it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And the protest petered out after a while because they ran out of energy. Good
so,
people, kind of frail.
There's a couple points with this Demented Hills, and yes, there is one line. This the woman comes in, who's the nurse, who's like, "Okay, guys, it's medication time. There's my proof that this is basically a one flew over the cuckoo's nest bit."
Mm. She's straight up.
I have to go ahead. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead, medication time. I'll be back in a few moments. I'm going to get your various medications. It's Nurse Ratched, yes.
Straight up.
Yeah.
I want to know if people in real asylums were ever that sloppy with their hair.
Well,
I
want to
know
yeah.
why everybody was mixed together, too, because that doesn't normally happen.
That's asking for trouble.
Yeah. Like you've got the extreme jacket. Violent guy in a straitjacket sitting next to, you know,
Ed.
Yeah. And Ed lets him go. Six people died that day.
So that's H2O right there.
But there's actually a lot of little cameos in this bit, though.
Yes.
Because the nurse, I don't know her name. I'm very sorry if you ever listen. I do not remember your name, but she's been in a lot of like random scenes and random lines and other stuff. You've got George Clinton.
Yep.
And then the crazy girl.
Yeah.
That Linda Cardinelli.
It's her first.
Yeah.
It's Heather. Yeah.
Her very first acting gig was this.
Yes.
And she had like two little fake birds in her hair.
Yes. And
I'm a psychopath. What are you in for? Stabbing my boyfriend. Yeah. No, no, letting kangaroos out at the zoo.
Yeah. Oh.
I kept making it real dark.
My mom's name, which actually at that point, which is funny to mention because Ed is trying to fit a square peg in a round hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I didn't notice this the last time. I'm like, what the fuck?
You're pretty dumbass.
Mm. Yeah, true. True. So.
It makes me wonder if Ed can tie his own shoes or if everything's Velcro.
You said that a baby is working at your tofu place. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Is the baby like really smart or is the baby like your Ed?
No, he's a freaking genius. He's a good kid.
It's three babies in a trench coat.
That's my favorite.
So
it should be cats in a trench coat.
So Ed changes the music from here, but George Clinton delivers his one line in there. Oh my God, this music sucks.
That guy had crazy hair.
Yeah,
it was so colorful.
Oh my God, he is good. He is so good.
Things.
So they change it to funk, and somehow everybody is synchronized immediately, including the people who were in the straitjacket.
It's like a music video.
Come on, dance with me. Let's do this, right?
That's another quintessential 90s thing, though.
Yes.
Everybody has perfect dance moves in every movie you could ever make if there's a dance scene.
They have rehearsals every Tuesday. Did you see that episode of Rocco?
Yeah, but 30s.
I think it's a link from the 80s, though, because 80s had random dance bits.
Remember Singing in the Rain, though?
Oh, yes.
They were synchronized.
Oh yeah, that was good. That's one of my favorite movies. They escape here. Abe Vigoda, Otis gets in there. They end up escaping after they get the guards to go, which actually was a really good Three Stooges style bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting the guards to dance in there, and then Dexter kicks the both of them in the nuts.
Yep.
And then he steals the keys. They get out of the way.
And they steal an ice cream truck.
And they leave the door open, and all the psychopaths get out.
There's just my favorite. I think my favorite scene in this whole thing is they steal this ice cream truck. They leave the music on, and you just see these kids chasing after. It's like, no ice cream today, kids!
And the ice cream truck is from the Obese Brothers Farm.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they do come up with a really clever way where they throw the ice cream at the window at the car behind them, which I still laugh at here.
You're so vanilla.
Some chocolate.
Have some raspberry sorbet.
So, but there's
you know they
the,
didn't have any of those creepy sonic popsicles with the eye melting down
with the bubble gum.
Yeah.
Well, Sonic's creepy to begin with. He's just got one giant eye if you look at his design.
So there's the great line. They get back to Good Burger and then get Otis back, and Otis has his greatest line. I need a hot jacuzzi. Does not give a fuck.
Nope. Abe, I love you.
Oh, God. God bless you, Abe Vigoda.
After this movie, I had to double check and make sure that this wasn't his last movie.
Oh, no.
It wasn't, and I'm happy for
that. No, no. No, he's one of the few. And actually, to point out with that, AbeVigodaLive.com, was actually just him in a picture saying, Abe Vigoda is still alive. He's had so many death hoaxes since the 90s that his website just said, no, he's died. He died.
He died last year.
He died last year.
Purge of.
Yes.
The great celebrity purge of 2016.
Seriously.
So his website was changed when he died to Abe Vigoda is not alive. .. Finally. So they go ahead into Mondo Burger. They create a diversion to try to go ahead.
Delayed laugh. I'm sorry to laugh now. My face hurts.
Oh, okay. They try to get in there, and then we learn that Ed, and to your point, is a ninja.
Straight up. Parkour.
Does some parkour.
This most amazing parkour. I was like, okay.
Out of nowhere, after they get the roll goal, roll goal pays some of the bills for the rest of the movie.
Yep.
Okay, first what you do, you jump on the pipe, go ahead, shimmy up here, and then you're fine. Then you're going to jump on the burger, jump on the fries, jump on the shake, and then shimmy up the straw.
See, I'm half expecting, I'm half expecting Dexter's like, look at me, I'm fat. How am I going to do this?
At first he's complaining too. He's like, what, you want me to do what? Okay. And he just does it.
Hey, in France, do you think they call Peter Parker Peter Parkour?
I can dig it.
So they got to get the can of Triambithol, and they're going to take it to the cops. And then, before they leave Good Burger, they say, hey, let's go ahead. Let's get call the cops, let them know it's going. They're doing something illegal. Ed knocks some of the Triambithol in the meat grinder. And then he says, you know what? No. And then
grinder,
he starts.
An actual meat grinder. That was part of the gag of the whole movie is a meat grinder? Really?
Mondo Burgers, like, people.
Although, to be fair, the meat that was in the grinder was very clearly styrofoam.
Oh, yes.
That was true. Like chopped up bits from Legend of the Hidden Temple or something.
I was going to say either that or Nickelodeon guts.
They still crunchy. Yeah. Stay crunchy.
It
even
was,
in milk?
It was bits of the aggro crag.
Oh, man.
It's on your butt into an aggro crag if you eat it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Now the guts song is in my head. That'll be there for about a week.
Yeah. Monique is going, no, you don't want to do that. No. Oh, man.
You forgot to say that she found Dexter's note and was all like,
oh,
you suck.
Yeah.
I don't want to go out with you. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Found the contract and realized he was taking advantage of Ed.
Yeah. True. Yeah, that's one of the parts where he realizes, oh, crap, now I'm in trouble. Because in the 90s, if you can't get the girl, your conscience is wrong.
Mm. Yep.
In several different versions. So they go ahead. Kurt, gets Dexter, and they corner him. Ed's like, hey, I got the can, but the can is empty. And he says, no, trust me, it's all right. And it all comes crumbling down after the burgers get so big they explode the kitchen.
And I started singing the
1812 overture
during this part. I was like, da, 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 da,
da. Boom!
Boom!
You think Al Bundy would play that song in his special bathroom?
I like Al Bundy very much. I can relate to him very well.
The older I get, the more I identify with Al Bundy.
Oh, very much. Me too.
I don't even have kids. It's just like, yep, work is killing me.
Very much. Me too.
Does that mean there's a Psycho Dad show somewhere?
Ooh.
I'd watch it.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Wait,
isn't that pretty much Breaking Bad?
I would say, in the wake of Breaking Bad and all the bad things happen to bad people shows, it would do well.
It definitely is. So, you know, everything comes coming down, and then it burns down, which was a cheap construction.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you know, so
spend all the money on the party.
Yeah,
true. Yeah, they
did. Yeah.
Now, these explosions are going off. The building is shaking and falling apart. Mm-hmm. They're in California. Shouldn't they be up to earthquake code? I mean, come on.
Yeah,
they were the bad guys. So.
Yeah, true.
Right. Sweep the leg, Johnny. Yeah.
They
see, you're going way too far into it, man. Yeah.
They didn't put a prop 60. 4 or 5 or whatever warning on it.
No,
like, I didn't go into my whole hygiene issues with Good Burger and how it compares to Barth's from, you know, you can't do that on television.
Oh yes, yeah. So
try our new head shake.
Was it prop 65 that everything in the state of California will kill you? Give
yes.
You
cancer, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I heard they even put that on buildings.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, no, they do. They do. I asked my uncle who lives in Anaheim, and you're
whoever
right.
Whoever invented that, fuck you. You're offensive to OCD.
See, I thought it was everything in Australia will kill you.
Well, like everything it's Australia, down, yeah.
Everything down
the animals. But in California, it's like the man-made stuff.
It's like everything in Australia is basically a boss fight.
So, so basically at this point, everything starts to go to a quick close. Everything comes out to a quick close at this point. You know, the burger flies off of Mondo Burger onto Mr. Wheat's car,
which was
incredibly
justice.
Poetic.
Yes.
Yeah. Here, hey man, enjoy the car, man. Please help me, man. Please help me. Go ahead and just pull off the burger, man.
Because he was going there for a big booty burger.
How many times did they had to record that? Because, you know, Sinbad had some sort of dignity to himself. Maybe not at that point. He's just like, I'm going to eat a big booty burger. Big booty burger.
At that point, I think he was just compelled by his genie's curse that he has to be in every 90s movie. It's just something he has to do now.
But it ends up, you know, Kurt is arrested. You know, his followers are arrested, you know, because they had illegal stuff. And, you know, people are being taken out in ambulances. You know, they ride in on the fire truck, which was actually pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then they hear Kurt going to jail, Kurt going to jail.
I just love that right before that you have the like, monologue of, okay, names escape me. I'm terrible with names.
You talk about Ed with the lawyer thing?
Ed with his lawyer rant.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's actually where I was just going to get to. But yeah, he does this whole thing, and later he's like, wait, you thought all that? Yeah.
Yep.
He's okay.
He's super genius the whole time. He's an idiot savant. He really is.
Straight
but
up savant.
Immediately after that, he's like, okay, let's go ahead and tear up the contract.
Yep.
There is like, well, I don't want to be partners with you anymore. Is it because I'm black?
Lost it.
She
I
fell apart.
I completely lost it there. No, I mean, like, oh my God.
Keenan's reaction is the best. Like, what?
No,
wait,
I'm because
I'm. Wait, but no.
So that
I was not expecting that at all. So the minute he said it, I lost it. I was like, oh my God, this is no. Okay.
So they start wrapping this up. They get back to Good Burger, you know, and then where you still see, like, you know, Ed has a little glimmer of hope in him. You know, he's like, oh, he's good. He's a good man. And then, you know, they start chanting his name and they're ranting and they get him back behind the counter. But they're going, Ed, Ed, he's what? Ed, what? Ed, what? It was really funny at that point. I gotta say, the guy was a bit of an airhead. But, you know, I would have taken the exact same thing and just take matters in my own hand because it would have ran the entire legal system. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. Now, that's a really good movie. I actually like that. And then they end with the famous movie, the famous line, you know, welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger, can I take your order? And then credits roll.
It's also the first
adventure continues.
It was the first thing that's even said in the movie, and it's the last thing that's said in the movie.
True.
Bookends.
True.
Yep.
So, Ted, we're going to go ahead and send you back here. Good luck with all your tofu stuff, so we'll see you later. And any other thoughts?
Say hello to that genius baby.
Nah, he's really good here. He's going to have a movie here trying to figure out called Baby Geniuses.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Hopefully he's going to actually make it. He's a really good dude.
Okay, yeah. Time must be preserved, I guess.
I say, get stock in Google.
Okay. Okay, fine. All right.
Well, see you later, dude.
Because that would be illegal, taking stock tips from future people.
Okay, so before we get into the point with fantasy casting, there's one other point I'm going to mention. You know, Kaz and I know this, and I'm going to see if I can get the reaction of the Schraders here. There is a Good Burger sequel.
What?
Isn't it in books?
Yes.
It's a book, flat, right?
There's what? A book for you. Yep. Good okay. Burger 2, colon, go. Okay,
like
so it's a it's a novel version of it, and the premise of this is Ed is needing to go ahead and save Good Burger again because the sauce has run out. He's the only one that knows how to make the sauce. Still, he's trying to return a customer's change, 18 cents, in Paris.
He has to save Good Burger from himself.
So... Ed is trying to return change to this person, and he follows him around the world trying to return 18 cents.
Who the hell is Dexter?
Dexter is right behind him, following him along the same path.
So that contract wasn't really much of a big deal if he's got enough money to cross the bloody globe.
Yes.
Yeah.
I kind of want to read it.
And he has to save Good Burger because, let's face it, Mr. Bailey's a terrible manager.
Oh, he's awful. And he's still good. The only thing he can do really well, and that person, I forgot his name, but he's a good writer.
Yeah, Stephen something. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, you know, Stephen's right. But he had the only thing he could do good is the no, because he does it twice exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can he have a job? No!
I just want to know what kind of manager he is when he just hired someone and obviously they're low on payroll.
Yeah.
The new burger joint, opened up across the street. Let's hire this new random kid.
Right.
Let's take on more.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, but he did fire somebody recently.
That's true.
Yeah, so they had to fire somebody because he came to work without pants.
Had to fire O'Malley. Yep. So...
I'm not going to lie. I've had some mornings where I've been walking out to my car and I had to stop and check. It's like, wait, yes, I remembered pants. We're okay.
Deus ex pants, sicka.
I've done it myself, actually.
It's like, why is it cold? Oh.
I did that once. I was walking out in a pajama top and I'm like, wait, no, this is not going to work.
I've done that, yeah. I've done that too. I'm in my underwear, I put my hat on, I try to go ahead, put my keys in my pocket and it's following me. Oh, wow, I'm really going to need coffee today.
Yep, that's one of those. I did not sleep.
So, at this point, we get into fantasy casting, and I would just like to explore Quentin Tarantino doing this.
I have another idea.
Okay.
Of what about fantasy back casting, like casting old-timey actors?
Okay. Yeah, well, you can do whatever you want, too.
I say, if we're doing Quentin Tarantino, Fizz has to be John Travolta.
Yeah. I would like to see Buster Keaton save Burger Restaurant in the 90s. Somehow.
Bruce Willis as Spatch.
God.
Ed's dead, honey.
Ed's dead. It turned out he was just a failed boxer the whole time. And
it's not a bike. It's the Burger Mobile.
Oh, wait. So does that make
Uma
Thurman Monique?
So okay. He's flipping around. He's flipping the burger with a watch up his ass?
Yep. He's walking funny. Oh.
Flip the burger. All of a sudden you hear, tink.
I carried this uncomfortable hunk of metal up my ass for 2 years.
If Christopher Walken was Spatch, though.
Yep.
No, Christopher Walken is Otis.
Yes.
Character.
Yes. Christopher Walken is Otis.
He's Otis.
I should have died years ago.
I think I fractured my ass. That wasn't. Where did that go? I lost that impression.
I should have really fractured my ass here. I don't know here. I don't know about you, but you sure you're talking to me. You're talking to me here.
Otis,
you're looking at the fucking mirror, man.
This guy is fucking believable. It's a game from the 90s called The Ripper. It was an FMV game starring, in no particular order, Christopher Walken, Marion from freaking Indiana Jones. Who's the guy?
I know this one.
Karen.
I'm trying to think. Gimli's in it too. I can't remember. John Rhys Davies is in it. For about 9 minutes. Johnny Walker's in it.
Yeah.
Not Johnny. Jimmy Walker.
Yeah.
Johnny Walker's booze.
Yeah.
I'm tired. Welcome to the Sleepy Cast.
yeah.
And, Jimmy Walker. Burgess Meredith was in it.
Burgess Meredith, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a terrible game.
So is that the one where they have the Christopher Walken basically looks like he's like somebody who got the cigars of their parents and pretends to smoke?
Yes. Just got the cigars and like, look.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that here. So, like, you know, that we got through there, but the old-timey ones there, I would say Burgess Meredith would play a great Otis.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. You're just simply
Cesar
just
Romero
to see
Romero as a Kurt? You know, in his Joker makeup? Because that seems like something.
Yes.
That would be pretty good.
I'd say we go ahead and take down Mondo Burger. Tomorrow is the world.
Good Burger.
I could see Mr. Bailey being whoever played Penguin.
yeah.
Burgess Meredith.
All right.
Yeah. True. Although it would be Mr. Help be the
Catwoman would be Monique.
Oh yeah.
Whichever Catwoman you want, I guess.
Yeah. Well,
I'll go with Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Eartha Kitt. Yeah.
But would she make terrible burger puns instead of cat puns?
Yes. Definitely. Absolutely.
Nice.
Why don't you just go ahead and have a slider?
Now if we're doing real fantasy casting, recast Spatch as Solomon Grundy. He's about as articulate.
What about Lurch?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lurch could do it.
Yeah.
Oh, obviously, Ed would be SpongeBob. Yeah. But wait.
Oh, Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick would be
I'm a dude.
And then SpongeBob would be the smart one.
Yeah.
It'd be Dexter.
Yeah.
It's so meta or opposite-y? I don't know.
Is mayonnaise an instrument? My favorite Patrick line is, I can't see my forehead.
There's a really great, my favorite SpongeBob episode of all time is called Patrick's Morning.
Okay.
And the entire bit is, you know, they wake up in the morning, SpongeBob looks out, I wonder what Patrick does in the morning. Patrick wakes up in his whole morning routine, and he gets food out of out of the cupboard, and it's a can that says food, puts it on the counter, and he goes, come out, food. Come out, I ain't gonna eat you, don't worry, food.
Oh my God.
And the whole cartoon, he's fighting with his can to try to get it to open, but he has the can opener in his other hand.
Because Patrick.
It's amazing.
My favorite episode is Band Geeks, because it's the one time anything good ever happens to Squidward. He actually wins at the end.
True.
It kind of escapes me. I was trying to say something for so long.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Just throw something at me next time. I'm sorry.
It was the fantasy casting thing.
Yeah.
And it was. Oh, what if Kurt was Dr. Scratch and Sniff? And you know what good burger would work there?
Tell me.
The Warners?
Oh, God, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be beautiful.
Do you
beautiful.
Know any
yeah.
other characters named yeah. Dr. Scratch and
yeah.
Sniff from other
my,
shows?
My mind completely blanked.
And
I'm sorry.
And Hello Nurses can be in the scene, too. she'll be at Demented Hills.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking you were going to say Monique or the...
No, she could be Nurse Ratchet.
Yeah. True.
Oh, my God. What if Dexter was Bender?
Let's try to get Pinky and the Brain in here.
Yeah, I was just thinking too. Pinky and the Brain would be Fizz and Spadge, probably.
No, they
yeah.
would be Mondo Burger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Brain
yes.
would be Kurt.
Brain would be Kurt, yes.
We go ahead and take over a good burger, Pinky. Next time we go ahead and take over the world.
How are we going to do that? We just got to go ahead and make the burgers bigger?
Exactly,
Why would
Pinky.
Chemicals make burgers bigger?
Yeah, I don't know.
But where are we going to find rubber pants at all sizes at this time of night?
There are stores, probably. Special stores.
All right, on that note, we're going to wind this one down here. So
on special stores?
Yeah.
Soundbite? You need a soundbite.
True. Well, at this point, we're here, so thank you both for joining here.
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah, this one's always a blast here, so.
Yeah, fun. Good time to be here.
Yeah, so we got to end it this way, too, if anybody could just do a beat I'm trying to do. I can't do it.
Are you trying to do I'm a Dude? He's a dude. We're all dudes, yeah. I'm a dude. He's a dude. He's a dude. We're all dudes, yeah. your hands Where are off out of tune.
These are good. Take care of yourselves. These are good, but don't be too good.
I don't know. Well,
I never claimed to have rhythm. I am.
Neither did I.
I am far too Caucasian to have rhythm.
That's why I'm the drummer.